a man who can chat to me about guns and the African relationship with guns is probably somebody who can chat to me for hours about that. JJ Cordes, a very good morning to you, JJ, and welcome to Cape Talk.
Well, to you, Zain. I'd love to say I can talk about guns. Last time I fired one was in the Western Sahara, and we had a little bit of a shooting competition. And I beat the Sahrawi, and they said, how could you do this? Are you actually a soldier in disguise? Well, I wasn't a bad shot in the army, but that was an AK-47 I fired, and it's a long time ago. I think I've never owned a gun and have no intention of ever having to do that.
JJ, thanks very much. And we start off with at least four African countries have also closed their borders to South Africa because of the Omicron scare. Which countries are these, JJ?
Morocco and Egypt, not terribly surprising. Morocco, of course, has it in for us because, you know, we support the Sahrawi. So they would do anything to undermine or to make us look bad. Egypt, of course, is very, very cautious at this time with COVID. But surprisingly, Angola and then Rwanda, of course, again, a country that we've taken them to task with a human rights policy. So again, they wouldn't really hesitate to act against us if they could. But Angola's strange because the rest of Southern Africa has all been put on this list, and now they have put us on theirs. There is always a bit of rivalry between the two countries. So it is interesting. You know, we have the seven Southern African countries that are now on that list all over the world, and the scientists are still absolutely not sure if this new the Omicron is more alarming, more contagious, and is it able to evade the vaccines. We just don't know about that. There's this anxiety about anything that could prolong the pandemic that's killed 5 million people. And so I think countries who are locking down are fully justified in doing it. I know we get very angry with them for it and say, wait for the science. But while we wait for the science, what should we be doing? I think, I mean, if a boot was on the other foot, I would expect my government to lock down, even though it's going to cost money. And certainly in this case, it's costing South Africa a lot more than it is costing the countries who are locking down, because we get tourists from them, or certainly the European countries, not so much the four African countries I've mentioned. So it's a very irritating thing. But at the end of the day, you know, we know that if get vaccinated, get the booster, wear a mask. And those are the tools that we should be using. But I'm afraid the lockdown is also a tool, and countries are using that more and more.
Mm. Yeah, I hope that the lockdown, or, you know, this clampdown on South Africans and closing our borders and closing travel to us will be a bit of a short-lived one, you know, and that the fourth wave hopefully will you know, be over soon, because economically, it is a dire thing. It is a really, really dire thing economically when you chat to everybody, you know, who've got cancellations and things are not going in that particular direction, and things, the little glimmer of hope of 2022 Christmas season being a good one. I hope it's a short-lived sort of lockdown. Moving on from there, JJ, Botswana Appeal Court blocks the government's attempt to revoke gay rights advance.
Well, you know, gay rights does very badly in Africa. There are 32 countries where it is still a crime. Now, what has happened, there was a court ruling that dismissed this criminality. It was a 7-year jail sentence for having sex with the same, you know, with the same gender. Now, the government attempted to overturn this court ruling that decriminalized gay sex. And the appeal court has dismissed the government's bid. So the in other words, it remains. And they said the appeal court, the gay people have a right to dignity, privacy, and civil liberties enshrined in our constitution. And there are international instruments to which Botswana is a party. And the criminalization of gay sex has outlived its usefulness, says the appeal court. So it's a very enlightened view from across the border, and one that we should delight people looking for civil rights and proponents of civil rights. And certainly the LGBTQ community, they'll be very buoyed by this. I imagine that a lot of African countries will shake their heads and say, no, we still believe in what we do. But it's time that they all changed, I think.
Mm. It's time to move and advance forward and not backwards. Finance services are being cut off in Mozambique's war-torn Cabo Delgado province, JJ.
I'm talking about Western Union here, Zane. You know, if you go to any developing country, the Western Union office is alive. Basically, people go abroad to earn foreign currency or to earn money, any kind of job, and send that money back via Western Union. And so, the families get their money via that. And it's very, very, it's a huge operation. Now, the Western Union has suspended its services in Cabo Delgado. It's given no explanation for the failing to or ceasing this money transfer operation. Neither that the giant Western Union nor the government have given explanations. Now, so that means that the senders and the receivers pay. But, Zane, also the agents, many, many agents, Western Union agents who were earning money on commission, they also all are suffering. People who are in Cabo Delgado who need to receive or to send money, in most cases it would be receiving money, they now have to go to Nampula, which is 400 kilometers away from Pemba, the capital, and 650 kilometers away from Palma, which is very much the center of the jihadist operations in Cabo Delgado. It's very, very sad. And, there's all sorts of developments there. The gas, one of the largest gas fields in the world are there. This is going to change the face of Mozambique when they can restore order there. And the Total, the NGEN, and other organizations are saying, do we now have to wait? Can we resume operations now? They've all ceased because of the jihadi operations. Or do we need to wait for peace? And I think the consensus is they have to wait for proper peace because, it's a huge amount of money they're spending, and I suppose it's very vulnerable, too, to attack. So we hope that things can turn for Mozambique, for our neighbor. It's going to do a power of good to them and, of course, will be of great benefit to the entire region.
JJ Cornish bringing us up to speed with what's happening in the African continent.